looking for James. He's got it. Coming to the end of the third quarter. LeBron James, a shot in history.
That was the moment yesterday. LeBron took the title off Kareem as the all-time scoring record holder in the NBA. It was a big moment in sport. I slipped through it, of course. But it was a beauty. I wonder what Andrew Bogut was doing, the Aussie basketball great. Former number one draft pick, played against LeBron, of course, in the NBA days. He joins us on the line. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I slept through it. I've had a nightmare, Andrew. I've had a nightmare. What did you do? Where were you?
I was doing some errands. I flew home at the NBL event, NBL Awards night. So got in and I managed to catch the shot. And then once all the hoopla started around it, I turned it off and went and did something else.
So you timed it beautifully. Well done.
I did. Yeah, I started watching the second half, and then it's unbelievable to accomplish something that. I mean, I wouldn't have thought it would be accomplished, but it's more a testament not just to LeBron's skill, but just his longevity. I mean, it's unbelievable how long he's played and at a high level he's played. To get to that number is pretty crazy.
No, it's ridiculous. I think that's the fair point. That to be able to do what he's doing athletically at that age, after that period of time at that level, is nothing short of phenomenal. What's he like to play against?
Oh, look, he's tough, man. I mean, his basketball IQ is one of the best in the league, and then whenever you can match that with the athleticism and size, I mean, generally you see players have one or the other. They have the high basketball IQ and they don't have the athletic ability like at an elite level, or vice versa. You see a lot of really athletic physical specimens that don't have a high IQ. They're usually a fringe NBA or they end up overseas, right? So he's got both at an elite level, and you know, he's 6'8", he can run like a guard. He's quicker than most guards in the league. He's as physical as most bigs. So, you know, if you basically jump on NBA 2K and try to build your own player like LeBron James, that's saying a lot, you know.
That's probably fair, I reckon. It's quite remarkable. Is he angry on court? Is he ferocious when he was out there competing?
He's different to Kobe. I mean, Kobe was a straight killer, where LeBron will smile you to death. So they all have their own ways. The elite have their own ways of doing things, and he always did it his own way, which you have to respect. He never tried to follow in anyone else's footsteps. He could just take over games for 3 or 4 minute chunks, and you wouldn't really say it from a skill level like a Steph Curry. It's more just imposing his physicality and his athleticism, where you just break open a game in 2 or 3 minutes with a couple of big plays, you get the crowd involved, and they're always hard to bounce back from.
Now, that was an all-time scoring record, and it's probably a different gravy category yesterday, but they lost to the Thunder yesterday, Josh Giddey's Thunder yesterday, and they didn't seem too stressed about it. How does that sit with you?
Yeah, mine didn't know they lost the game, right? Well, it didn't sit too well with Anthony Davis by the looks of things. If anyone's seen that vision, he didn't stand up. There's anyone in the whole arena, I think, that didn't stand up and applaud LeBron when he hit the points. So that's causing some shockwaves over there in the US, but I think winning's important, and I think people say this is a one-off, it's history broken, and I get it. And it's so LA the way it was handled, right?
Yeah.
All the theatrics and fireworks are a little bit over the top, but it's who can say how to handle that, because it doesn't happen very often. But you definitely want to try to win the game, in those kind of moments, and it just goes to show you the kind of season the Lakers are having. Really, they're not going to. I don't even think they'll make the play-in, and doesn't look like they're valuing wins too much this season.
Speaking of seasons in the NBA, I want to get to the NBL shortly, but what's happening at the Nets? Kyrie's gone to the Mavs. KD's been talked about shipping off. They were talking about shipping off Ben Simmons as well. What's happening at the Nets?
Well, yeah, I mean, they've moved on. I mean, I think this is one of the few times I don't blame Kyrie. I think their owner went on record about a year ago saying that they're not going to extend Kyrie. So, I mean, Kyrie was kind of stuck in a rock and a hard place. He wanted to get out of there and knew that he wouldn't be there long term. So, pretty silly thing for the owner to do, because he lost all his leverage. They didn't really get a whole lot back. They got some good role players, but nothing, no superstar. But what's done for the Nets is Cam Thomas, a guy that was stuck behind KD and Kyrie and playing 0 minutes, has scored 40 points 3 straight games since that trade. A guy that was basically getting DNP. So it just goes to show you there's some guys on NBA benches that are stuck out of rotations that can still play the game. And
yep.
I think they've found a gym and they're happy to kind of start building around him. And Look, are they going to be a playoff team? Who knows? I think they have probably four or play in my opinion, depending on when KD comes back. And does he hang around? The trade deadline's, you know, a day away, US time, and I wonder if KD's going to ask out.
Well, looking forward to that conversation on Rogue Bogues, the excellent podcast that you got running these days, and congratulations on that. A lot of subscribers that listen to our program as well, so there'll be plenty of discussion about that. In the NBL, we've got finals tonight to kick off the NBL final series with South East Melbourne and Perth. The Sydney Kings, your Sydney Kings, the top of the table, is it yours to lose?
Oh, look, we're the favourites, but there's still a lot of water going on the bridge. You know, you never know what can happen. There's been a couple of teams that have been banked up with injuries. Cairns have lost Keanu Pinder with an eye socket break, I think, or broke his eye socket. We're hearing Majette out in Tasmania as well. So you never know what can happen. We want to stay healthy first and foremost, but there are some teams that threaten us. So we definitely want to make sure that we stay focused. We haven't won a thing yet, and I've been both as a player and an owner, I've been in situations where, you know, when you get too cruisy, you can get stung and it's not over, you're holding the cup up. So we're excited. Big games tonight to figure out kind of who we're playing. And then obviously the one on Sunday to find out who's gone through.
The Phoenix tonight against Hutchie's Wildcats. Who wins that one?
That's a tough one. I think Phoenix, I think if Williams, big fella from South East Melbourne, if he has 15 or 20 points, they'll win the game because Perth just don't have an answer inside. But Perth are dangerous. They have no middle ground. Perth, they either play really well or really bad. So they've got some offensive players on that squad that can put up, you know, 100 odd points easily. The problem for them is the defensive end. So I think they'll get punished inside tonight by South East Melbourne and go through.
Go to the Phoenix tonight, 6:30, John Cain Arena, kick off the NBL Finals. Before I let you go, Xavier Cooks, is he good enough to play in the NBA?
He is. It's just a matter of timing and circumstance. He's kind of, you know, fringe NBA. I think it's just about getting that opportunity. With the way the game's gone, with the hybrid kind of four men that can handle the ball, kind of a la Draymond Greenish, I'd compare him similar to what Draymond does, where Xavier can guard multiple positions, he can pass the ball, he can bring the ball up off the glass, rebound it himself and bring it up. So does a lot of intangible things, but it's just going to come down to can he get an opportunity to showcase that and not be stuck on a bench. And that's where it becomes tough to come out of Australia and get into a rotation immediately is very, very hard to do. So he's done the summer league thing, and, you know, selfishly for us, you know, he's got one more year left on his deal, so we hope he goes after that.
Righto, after that's fine then. We're going to speak to him tomorrow morning, I think, so I'll throw that at him as well. I appreciate your time. Rogue Bogues, an outstanding podcast. Look forward to the next episode. Before I let you go, we've got one poll going at the moment in the breakfast program here. Schoolyard system, you've got MJ and LeBron on the wall with your first pick. Who do you take?
These are impossible answers.
I know. That's why they're excellent.
The difference in eras, and I think today's era with scoring, but as far as killer goat, I'd go MJ. As far as body of work and numbers, if you just looked at that, if that was your thing, then you'd have to go LeBron.
Well, we're going MJ then. We want killers. Nice to chat, mate. Go well. Appreciate your time.
Cheers. Thanks.
Andrew Bogut. Aussie.